What would you do if you had to destroy your life's work or risk going to jail? That's actually the decision that's facing Jared Greer. He's an artist. His artwork is made from animals' remains. It's an eerie mix of taxidermied animals and preserved bones. And although he only uses animals that have died naturally or been hit by cars, that is, he doesn't go out and hunt them himself, turns out he'd probably be better off if he did, because he's in legal hot water with the Victorian Department of Environment, and Jared Greer joins us now. Jared, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Why is your work illegal?
Well, there's basically a number of offences that I've effectively committed against the Wildlife Act of 1975. To outline them, the first one is illegal take from the wild. So because I've obtained all of my specimens from the side of the road that have died of as a result of human impact, that's actually it's an offence against the Wildlife Act. Aside from that, it's also illegal to possess native specimens without a permit or a licence. It's also illegal to display or sell anything utilising native remains without a licence or permit. Now, even with the licence or permit, all of the remains that I work with have been collected illegally. So even if I was to get the right type of licensing or permits, I still wouldn't be allowed to utilise anything that I've obtained in accordance with the ethics and morality that I hold myself to.
Yeah, because you've obtained those remains illegally. What are you doing with them exactly? Are you painting or what's happening?
Well, I guess I do a combination of sculpture and jewellery. Basically, I utilise a number of different elements of taxidermy processes in order to clean and preserve the skins and the feathers from the animals that I work with, as well as a number of natural bone preservation techniques so that the bones that I'm working with are clean and sterile to make the sculptures or the jewellery or the wearable art that I make.
Okay. And is it true that if you went out and hunted these animals yourself, you wouldn't be in this position? Is it to do specifically?
To an extent. In Victoria, the laws, as far as I understand them, are a little bit different. With a culling permit, which would allow me to, for example, go out and kill a specified number of kangaroos, to an extent I would be allowed to utilise the meat from them. However, when it comes to the actual remains, so the skins and the bones, currently, no animal product that's derived from animal cullings in Victoria is allowed to be utilised in any way, shape or form that could be made profited from. Effectively, if I was to do this in another state, that would be considered a legal method of acquisition for native specimens. However, in Victoria, that's not the case. The only way that I'd be able to legally obtain the medium that I work with would be from an animal that has been bred in captivity and held under the correct type of licensing and has either died or been killed in captivity.
So you've just essentially, because you've been making this artwork for a while, and now you've just figured out, or you've just discovered that this is illegal. So what are you going to do about that?
Well, to be honest, I've spent the last 6 months trying to work with the Department of Sustainability and Environment, who are now the Department of Environment and Primary Industries, to try to create either a type of permit or licensing system that would allow for the legal possession of ethically sourced native animal remains. However, for a large number of reasons, that process was denied, and the procedures that I attempted to implement weren't allowed. Effectively, over the last 6 months, I've been doing everything I can to try to legalise my work, but I've effectively been butting my head against the wall, and there's from the way I understand it, there's no way around it.
That's extraordinary. I mean, it must be very, very difficult for you, Jared. I appreciate you it must be amazing. But look, thank you very much for speaking to us. All the best with it. I understand you're going to do one final exhibition and then ultimately destroy the work, which is a sad way, I suppose, for it to end. But it does raise some really interesting issues about the legislation in the area. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I think so too. I think that, ultimately, what I was told was that I would have to either destroy, dispose of, bury or incinerate all of my artwork in order to avoid prosecution. And so I feel and believe that this would be the only way that I'd be able to share my work with the world in one final show and hopefully avoid prosecution. Mm. So, as well as obviously raise awareness of these laws that, to be honest, a lot of people just wouldn't know about. Also promote my idea about my ideas and beliefs about having respect and love for the animals that live with us.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't have had any idea at all, Jared. Thank you so much for speaking to us. That's Jared Gere, who's an artist faced with that incredibly difficult situation.